for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our show. Thanks so much for listening.
And a wonderful show it is.
We have some great information coming up. We are going to be discussing a little bit about the industry news, what's going on, some of the most noted studies that are popping up having to do with your health. That's very good. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking about libido, so stick around for that.
Always a good
That's
subject.
That's important. And I'll be telling you about my experience at the Dr. Oz show recently.
Dr. Oz, yes. I wasn't going to give that away. I was going to say, okay, guess the name of the person show you went to. Hint, he begins with an O, ends with a Z. What's his name?
Or what? Or say that I was off to see the wizard?
The wizard. Okay, yes, he was.
But
you were there.
I'll talk about that.
I've seen the pictures. So you,
yeah,
yes.
I was there.
Yes.
But if you've not heard our show before, we are Gulf Coast Nutrition Radio with a store of the same name, Gulf Coast Nutrition in Palm Harbor.
And that's located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road.
And we have a great store there. If you've not stopped by, we have a lot of wonderful things that you may not see in other nutrition stores, things like lab testing.
Yes, in addition to Doctor's Line products, as well as the normal products that you would see at other type of health food stores.
Right. Lots of great quality products, very competitive pricing, wonderful sales, which I'll get into and mm-hmm. let you know what those sales are this month.
And because it is lunchtime, I should mention that we also carry FitLife Foods there.
Absolutely.
So,
yummy foods.
Yes, if you've never had FitLife Foods, I mean, they're really great. You can just, they've been prepared. They're not frozen. They're in a refrigerator. They've been prepared by FitLife Foods. And what'll happen is you can pop them in a microwave about a minute and a half, and they're done, and you've got a full meal there. So those are really great.
Or I heat them up in my little oven.
That's right. Yes, you have the other little oven.
I don't do
the microwave,
so
you don't have to do that.
But they're freshly made several times a week.
Yes.
So really good ingredients, very fresh, lots of good vegetables, lean meats. So
yes, or turkeys.
And they've got
turkey
gluten-free
that's good.
Options for me. I have to have the gluten-free options. Love the chicken enchilada one.
I like the South
like
Beach.
My favorite.
Yeah. Oh, it is that one? Okay. Yeah. I have not tried that one yet. I like the South Beach mixed grill that mixes the steak with the chicken and
that
the
one's
vegetables.
Good too.
Yes, I do like that one too.
But so stop by, seeing as it's lunchtime, pop in, get a meal. Great, healthy alternative.
Yes. We can even throw them in the microwave for you on the way out. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, with our store, we like to have specials every month. This month, because it's October, we have some very hauntingly good specials.
Oh, God. She did it. She said it.
Hauntingly good.
Ugh.
So
tell me about these hauntingly good specials.
Okay, I will. This month we have King Bio homeopathic medicines. Those are 25% off. All of the Nature's Way immune products like the Sambucus and the Umka, those are also 25% off. Sovereign Silver, great silver company for the colloidal silver, 20% off. The new Garden of Life Kind vitamins. Those are the whole food fermented type vitamins. They're very good, very natural. Those are 30% off.
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa. That's a good percentage. You're not going to find that at WF over there.
The place that doesn't sell partial foods?
Right.
They only sell the other kind of foods that are not partial foods.
We beat their prices quite a bit.
Yes, we do.
Renew Life Probiotics, their entire line of probiotics, 30% off.
Whoa, so, and those are the Ultimate Flora Probiotics.
Right, the Ultimate Flora Probiotics, absolutely. So those October specials, all things to help keep you healthy, all of those things are going to help your immune system and you and your family stay healthy. You know, going into the cold and flu season as
yes,
well.
Yes, that's why I like the Sovereign Silver. Really good for that.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Wonderful for that. So those are some of our specials today. We'll repeat those a little bit later in the show. So I was at Dr. Oz.
I know. I saw the pictures. That was amazing, those photographs.
Yeah, don't tell anybody.
That's right. You're not allowed to say it.
But yes. So some of you may know that I work beside Brenda Watson. A lot. So not only am I at the store, but I also have been working with her for the past 15 years. And she was invited to be a guest on the Dr. Oz show. So, of course, I had to go with her.
Of course.
There's no way I was going to let her go by herself up there. So we went just this past week and taped a show with Dr. Oz. It was quite interesting. Loads of people work at the studio. It's amazing. They have somebody that takes you down one staircase, and then they transfer you off to another person that takes you up the other staircase and down the hall. And you can't go anywhere without a guide to take you somewhere. But yeah, it was quite interesting. Brenda did a segment on the whole skinny gut on her new book, The Skinny Gut Diet.
And so, please tell me just and tell our audience just a little bit about what that is. Just so
the skinny gut?
Yeah, what to look out for. What is the skinny gut
that
about?
That is actually all about how the bacteria within your gut affects how much you may be weighing. So they have found now with studies that lean people have a different bacterial diversity and mix than overweight people within their gut. So we found that through Brenda and through others and through studies and just some information that Brenda did with a group of people, that when you change that bacterial composition, you tend to lose weight. So it could be that if you're not losing weight and you're struggling with that, it could be that you have that bacterial composition that resembles an overweight person, and you need to get that changed into what resembles a lean person.
And just by changing your gut flora, you can start losing some weight.
Yeah, and it has to do with diet. Fermented foods are a big part of it, because that actually contains a lot of that bacteria that are usually found in lean people versus overweight people. So, yeah, so she was on the show talking about all of that.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, Dr. Oz's people thought this was interesting enough that we want to bring you on and talk about this
yep.
sort of thing.
So we're very excited, very, very excited.
And when does that air?
I think it's going to air the beginning of November.
Okay, we'll be on the lookout for that one,
yeah,
too.
And, of course, she has the new PBS show coming out in November
right. yeah.
as well,
which is
about the skinny gut, Skinny Gut Vibrant You.
Oh, and Skinny Gut, so, and it's about the Skinny Gut Diet, that book. So also to be on the lookout for that. Lots of good things.
Yeah, wonderful. So it was a lot of fun. It was very
interesting. You got to meet Dr. Oz.
Got to see the whole
great.
Set. I didn't actually talk to him myself.
Well, he was a busy man. I saw your pictures. Every shot I saw was him talking to somebody else.
But it was just neat being there on set and seeing him and seeing how he works and listening in and all
of
that.
And all the people that surround him, his whole group of people, is great.
Big group of people.
Yeah.
So not too much going on in the industry news right now. The company Annie's, who has all those wonderful foods, actually sold to General Mills. So there we go again.
Give me a number.
Yeah.
Give me a number.
You know what? I'm not even sure what they sold for.
Oh.
I don't think I read what they actually sold for.
But
so I don't know that number.
Oh, millions.
I'm sure it's in the millions. So. Absolutely. But there's a conflict there. Because, you know, Annie's is so against GMOs.
Which is
genetically modified organisms.
Yes.
But General Mills is not. So we're all wondering, okay, what's going to happen to the foods? You know, are they going to go, you know, are they going to continue non-GMO or not type of thing? So
we shall see.
Just an interesting thing.
Look out for that.
Things
see
are
if that
happening
GMO,
in the industry.
See if that GMO label disappears off of Annie's.
Yeah, I hope not.
We'll see.
I hope not.
We shall see.
You know, and that's what they're saying, hoping these, you know, bigger companies who buy those companies in the natural health realm don't change them, you know. So we're definitely hoping that. So some great studies have popped up. We'll get into a few of them here, and then we'll carry on in the next segment there. But phytosterols protect hearts. Now, people who don't know what phytosterols are, they're actually compounds that are found in plants. So they're the sterol compounds found in plants, and you can get them in supplement form, phytosterols. They're in our cardiovascular section at the store. And they're actually showing, that, according to this report, that if U.S. adults over the age of 55 with coronary heart disease take phytosterol dietary supplements, nearly 2.3 million CHD-related medical events could be avoided between 2013 and 2020. If people with coronary heart disease started taking phytosterols now. So I think that's amazing. That is a huge amount of people. And it just says that less than 1% of adults over the age of 55 take phytosterol dietary supplements now, meaning almost 100% still has yet to benefit. The number of adults age 55 and over with coronary heart disease is expected to rise 13% between now and 2020.
Is there a particular brand that you like over another?
You know, the Doctor's Best is very good. And that's one that we have in the store. And there is another brand. It escapes me right off the top of my head.
But Doctor's
Best is very good as well. So
Phytosterol. So if someone comes walking in the store saying, I heard something about heart, the answer is phytosterols.
Phytosterols, right.
Doctor's
and that it
best.
Can actually avoid coronary heart disease medical events.
Well, that's
2.3 million of them.
That's a good number. I'm on that side.
Yeah, absolutely. So one more. Have you heard the news? If not, vitamins could help.
What's the news?
That vitamin C and other vitamins may help prevent hearing loss. They're showing the best hearing aids may be the ones that you swallow.
I was going to do the joke. What? What'd you say? But no, I take vitamin C, so I don't have to say that. But go ahead.
So a new study suggests that daily vitamins may help prevent hearing loss. The study, the first to correlate hearing loss prevention in humans with vitamin intake, was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Very important magazine there. In general, dietary supplement use was positively associated with better hearing at all frequencies.
Brilliant. Need to do that. And Brenda B., if people can't get to us by vehicle, they can always check us out at gulfcoastnutrition.com on the internet. Go through, purchase different products that we have available in the store, as well as take the virtual tour, go around and actually see the store with a three-dimensional panoramic view of our place inside. That's gulfcoastnutrition.com. And also they can come by again because it is lunchtime and pick up those Fit Life foods. And when we get back, we're going to talk more about those monthly specials as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. So in a minute, we'll be covering more on Gulf Coast Nutrition. I'm Dr. V.
I'm Brenda B. Stick around.
Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. And we are the store of the same name located at the corner of Alderman Road and Alternate 19 in Palm Harbor, Florida. It is lunchtime, so if you'd like to pick up some of those Fit Life foods that we have available, pop on in. Wide variety of different foods. Pop them right in the microwave, a minute and a half, and they are good to go. We even have their little package plastic forks. You can take them with you.
Makes it convenient. At least it's something healthy that if you're on the road and trying to find somewhere to eat, you can stop in and get those. They are very healthy, freshly made foods.
And we also have our monthly specials, which we spoke about in the first part of the show. Brenda B., what are some of those brands?
Some of those are the Garden of Life Kind Vitamins, 30% off. Renew Life Probiotics, 30% off. That's going to beat just about anywhere you see out there. King Bio Homeopathic Medicines, 25. Nature's Way Immune Products like the Sambucus and the Umka, 25% off. And, of course, our wonderful Sovereign Silver, 20% off.
I love that formula.
So, yep, they are very good. All those wonderful products. And if you're not taking probiotics, you need to be.
Yes.
One thing, everybody. It's the multivitamin for the gut.
And it's great stuff. It really is.
So it's important. Now that you take a probiotic.
And you hinted and promised at discussing a little bit about libido in this part of the show.
Well,
did you not? Or am I jumping the gun?
You are jumping the gun
a bit.
Oh,
my. Okay. I have to pay attention to our...
Yeah, maybe you should. Maybe you should pay attention. We are going to talk about libido.
Yes, in this
part
of the show.
Yes, and that's very important. But I had a few more studies that I thought people might be interested in.
That's what all those are over there. I see them now. Never mind. I'll just sit back over here in my corner. You'd think we weren't even in the same room.
I know,
sometimes.
You would think. You
we
would
are.
Think.
She's right there.
Yeah, I can touch them.
Yeah.
So this one's really interesting. Diverse gut bacteria, less breast cancer risk. Now, how important is that? So what does that mean, diverse gut bacteria? It means the number and different types of strains that you have within your gut. So they're finding that postmenopausal women with diverse gut bacteria exhibit a more favorable ratio of estrogen metabolites, which is associated with reduced risk for breast cancer compared to women with less microbial variation. So basically, the more gut bacteria you have and the more different types of strains you have, it reduces your risk for breast cancer. Anything I can do to reduce my risk for breast cancer? Yeah, you bet.
Now, real quick, though, it's good bacteria that we're talking about.
And what it says is our findings suggest a relationship between the diversity of the bacterial community in the gut, which theoretically can be altered with changes in diet or some medications, and future risk of developing breast cancer. So, yes, it can be changed through diet. I mean, it can be changed for the better or for the worse through diet.
And just real quick, the concept is when you look at a probiotic, you want to see cultures and strains, right?
That's a good point, Dr. V.
So tell me now, cultures
because,
and strains,
because that's
what am
where
I
that
for?
Diversity comes in. So you want to have two things that you want to look for with a probiotic supplement. You want to have, like you said, the number of cultures, how much of that bacteria is in a single capsule. So if you're using it to reduce your chance of breast cancer, like this study is showing, then I would say at least a 50 billion culture count is what you would want. And then you want to have different strains. So the more strains, you know, at least 10 strains, 10, 14 different strains within that capsule as well. So those two things are very important. And apparently very important to protect yourself against breast cancer.
Yeah, I know some medical doctors who are recommending, at first they started recommending, I won't say the name, but there is a probiotic that only has 1 billion cultures. It's sold in the supermarkets. And that's really, I want to say.
And it only has one strain.
It only has
well.
One strain. And to compare that today, children's probiotics usually have at least 3 billion.
Correct.
At least 3 billion.
Right.
And so it's amazing, and multiple strains. It's amazing to see to recommend to an adult something that now children actually take more of.
And I guess it's better than not taking anything, but
still,
they're not going to get
you're
much
missing
benefit
the boat.
From
yeah,
it.
You're missing the boat. So what you want to
do. You can do much better.
Yeah, at least like a 50 billion is good, and then anywhere 10, 12, or 14 strains are excellent to do. Yeah.
Artificial, speaking of gut bacteria, artificial sweeteners may alter gut bacteria and in relation to that, increase blood sugar. So a new study published in the journal Nature reveals some pretty provocative findings about artificial sweeteners' effects on blood sugar. Now, a lot of people take it because it's not supposed to affect your blood sugar.
But
artificial
it does.
Sweeteners.
Yeah, I know, but I've heard it does.
You know?
Yeah.
But researchers found that non-caloric sweeteners such as aspartame, saccharin, and sucralose disrupt the gut's balance of friendly and unfriendly bacteria and in turn raise blood sugar. This may increase risk of type 2 diabetes. So isn't this ironic?
Yes.
Because that's a lot of people who are using the non-calorie artificial sweeteners. It's to reduce the risk of diabetes, or because they already have diabetes, they're using this. And it's not supposed to increase blood sugar. Now they're saying it actually increases your risk of diabetes.
And sucralose, that's one of those strange things. I think I want to find a study that talks about sucralose because I know that there are some people that drink sucralose and they feel like they can taste like a film on their tongue and other people can't. And I think there's something genetic that some people detect sucralose and other people don't. And it's really a strange thing.
But strange.
I've tasted things with sucralose and thought, oh, I can't stand that. And then other people are like, I don't notice anything. And I guess I'm very sensitive to it because I try to not drink anything that has sugars
artificial.
In it. Artificial anything. So
right.
when I do taste it, maybe
you know,
it's just that. Maybe it could
the
be
things
that.
Things yeah. that you can do, that people can do, of course, the stevia, the erythritol, things like that, that do not... they've actually shown do not affect your blood sugar. So certainly a better route to go than those artificial sweeteners. Vitamin E, critical during first 1,000 days. This is for pregnant women or those women out there looking to get pregnant. You need to be taking your vitamin E. Extremely important for fetal development and for your baby in the first 1,000 days. Okay, it's going to help improve their brain function and cognitive function. So you need to get that vitamin E in.
And if you're looking at a prenatal, you want to make sure it's a good prenatal.
Absolutely.
I mean, definitely, because sometimes
but
I've seen a few that miss
something.
You may
want extra vitamin E
yeah.
along with extra vitamin D,
mm-hmm.
and along with DHA.
Oh, you've got a whole laundry list.
And
yes,
and the prenatal.
Yeah.
So one other study I want to mention is the eggshell membrane.
Oh, I found that interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, which, you know, this is something that's on the shelf. It's in our health food store. And not too many people know about this, but it's actually made from eggshell. It's eggshell membrane. And they're showing that it improves joint health in just 10 days. The study is showing that. So they took 44 subjects with moderate persistent knee and hip discomfort, and the researchers found a statistically significant result as early as 10 days, with nearly one quarter of the participants feeling at least a 30% improvement in this short time. That's pretty big.
So what kind of a product am I looking for? Is it going to say eggshell right on it?
Yeah. Well, it will. It may not be obvious on the front of the package, so you may have to ask, do you have eggshell membrane? Or look on the ingredient, because the ingredients will list it as eggshell membrane. Okay,
that's a very good one. Yeah. So, well, and again, interested, you can come by Gulf Coast Nutrition, located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in the Public Shopping Plaza in Palm Harbor, or check us out at gulfcoastnutrition.com. Also swing by to pick up the Fit Life Foods. And in the next part of the show, we will be covering libido, right, Brenda B?
Yes, we will.
Okay, so in just a minute, we'll be right back with more. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. And Brenda B., what have we been speaking about?
Oh, lots of things. We've been doing a lot in the earlier part of the show about the different studies that popped up that were very interesting. The last one was about eggshell membrane
for joint health. And mostly the knees and the hips were what the study was about.
Yeah, results
that's
in really 10 days. One. It's amazing.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you mentioned about General Mills buying Annie's.
Yes.
I looked it up there. 200, well, I'm sorry.
No, you got that reversed.
I'm looking, see, I need glasses here. $820 million.
You know, vitamins can help your eyesight too.
No kid.
$820
million?
$820
million.
Million.
That's
wow.
How much. So,
that's
yeah, but
amazing.
That, again, the main concept we were speaking about was the GMO food scenario, that it's GMO free, and now will it or will it not be GMO free? Always look on the label on the box, see if it says GMO or not. Mm-hmm. So you know whether has been genetically modified.
I wonder how Vermont is doing with their lawsuit. Remember, state of Vermont was sued because they want labeling all the foods to see whether it's GMO or not.
And the companies that are there are saying,
we
don't want to tell people.
The packaging companies and the manufacturing,
they don't want to tell people if they modify their foods.
Because they're afraid people will avoid them.
Yeah, well.
So I wonder how they're doing in that lawsuit. We'll have to keep an eye on that.
Yes, we will.
Because that was very interesting. So how's your libido?
You're asking me? I'm doing great. But we do have a section of the store.
Oh, go ahead. I am asking the audience, really, but that's okay. I did look at you.
Oh, okay.
How's your libido?
Well, we do have a section at the store at Gulf Coast Nutrition that is specifically has products related to libido.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of great products. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand what may be going on with libido, you know, as far as a loss of libido.
And that can happen at any age, really.
It can happen. Well, it's unlikely a teenager has a loss of libido.
No, it can, but yeah, unlikely.
I mean,
yes.
their libido is just ramping up at that age.
No, there are a few. There are a few,
too much sometimes.
Yes, there are a few issues that can affect that. However, you know, most of the time, it's as we get older, but it can affect you at any decade. It doesn't have to be that right at, you know, 65 and a half or something. That's where it hits you. There isn't an exact age for every person. And so you want to be on the lookout for that.
Right. And there's a number of things that will affect libido. Of course, hormones, you know, are a huge thing, especially that level of testosterone in men and women. It can also be DHEA or estrogen. So all of those hormones play an effect, but especially testosterone. That's something we'll talk a little bit more about. Because that's the main hormone that will give you a sexual drive. Social factors like work and family play a big role. Personality, stress plays a huge role, you know, in libido. Different types of medical conditions, too. Anemia can affect your libido. Hypothyroidism can affect your libido. And then different medications as well. Birth control pills, they actually raise a protein called sex hormone binding globulin, which actually binds to testosterone, making it unavailable.
So definitely men should not take birth your wife's or girlfriend's birth control pills. Don't
absolutely
do it.
Not. Okay. You know, there's other issues with birth control pills, but that's just another one of them.
Yeah.
But
and you mentioned the stresses. I think what are the four big stresses, like death in the family, a birth in the family, if you're moving, if you got a new job, different things like that can all really affect
you. It doesn't
you.
Have to be bad stress. It's good stress as well, like the birth of a baby or whatever.
Different things,
You know, so a lot of things can certainly affect your libido, and that's in women as well as men. So, you know, and we have both coming into the store asking us about it. Now, one thing that you can do, certainly we talk about, is have they ever been tested, like had their hormones tested? Because that's really important, and you can do that pretty easily.
Yeah, nowadays it's a blood spot finger prick test. Just dap it on a little, especially a pad inside a little kit, and you can mail that off, and you can get your results back.
Right.
Really simple.
So you can,
really simple.
You can actually test your testosterone for like $30.
Yeah,
it's really
somewhere
inexpensive.
Around that range. Yeah, and we have that at Gulf Coast Nutrition. Yeah, you come on in, you fill out a little form, and you can get that information.
Now, what's the normal ranges that testosterone should be in?
Well, it depends on whether it's male or female and the ages. So basically, a range can be anywhere from like a 300 to a 1,000 for an adult male. There are even some teenagers who go up to 1,800, just depending.
Wow.
You know, depending, but usually around a 300 to 1,000, and then women can be anywhere from a 15 to a 70, which sounds a little low, but you know, it's that they have higher estrogen. It's a different scenario. It's why, you know, they say, you know, women who are in the mood, you know, and compared to like men, and you know, the way women are when they think they're all excited is like what men are when they're not even thinking about it, you know. So, and the numbers prove that. So,
I guess. Oh, my testosterone's high. I'm a 70, so I'm in the mood. Yeah, mine's like 1200.
Right, men who are lower, like at 300, and they're dragging. Yeah, so it's a whole different ball game. It really is. It really is.
Well, that explains a few things.
Yeah, but as men get older and their testosterone starts to lower, their brain starts to realize other things. You know, like, hey, there's other stuff going on in the world, and wow, look, I can make money, and I can, you know, do things like that and invent things. It's great. You know, once that testosterone starts coming down, you start thinking clearly. Hey, it's a wonderful life, you know.
Yeah, but most men don't want that testosterone to come down.
Well, not too far. That's the key.
Yeah.
You want to have it at just the right level for your age. You know, you don't want to be 75 and have the testosterone of an 18-year-old. It's not good because it also can stress out the liver, things like that. But anyway, those are the numbers for you.
So, you know, you can also do like a combination hormone test, not just testosterone, which might be very helpful to see what the level of cortisol is, your DHEA, your estrogen, those type of combination hormone tests.
Absolutely,
and again, you can even do that all by blood spot or saliva.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go and get your blood drawn to do that.
And it's not just, let's say, testosterone. There are a lot of times where your testosterone is at a certain level, but what is your estrogen or estradiol level related to your testosterone? Because you could have an imbalance there. You want to make sure things are in the right ratios in your body.
Right. So I guess that's what I'm saying. It's not, you know, if you're going to get a hormone test, it's best to test a group of the hormones
Don't
to
just
see
get
if they're
one,
all imbalanced.
Yeah, don't just get one number. Everybody fixates on something like testosterone, and that doesn't give you the whole story or the whole picture. And a lot of times you have to look at why. I mean, if you're getting muscle fatigue and you're tired and men just want to start boosting their testosterone, but you could be taking things like carnitine for your muscles to help you out, or you might just be needing sleep. I mean, there are sometimes people come in and say, I want to get my testosterone checked. I'm very tired. And you find out, well, they're only getting 4 hours of sleep a night. And it's not a question of testosterone. It's a question of you need to look at other things.
So what are some of the other symptoms of low testosterone?
Oh, well, again, you can get joint aches, you can get muscle aches, you can get the whole fatigue package, and so that in and of itself right there are usually the major signs, including the sex drive, things like that. So, but again, it's not the magic bullet. Just take testosterone and walk around, you know, snorting fire and feeling great. And, you know what I'm saying? You want to look at the rest of your life. You want to look at how your sleep is and all these other things.
You know.
Oh, you take too much, and I tell you, you know.
Well, now you're talking about like actually taking the hormone testosterone.
Yeah, versus there are other natural ways to do it, which is the whole point of what we're trying to talk about here.
Right.
I'm getting off on testosterone, but what we really need to do is let me ask you this. What, Brenda B., then are the better answers instead of taking a testosterone? And by the way, there's not, you can take a compounding pharmacy type testosterone too, which can be a little better for you. And there are different ways to get it in the body too. Things you should speak to your physician about. But
right.
What about the over-the-counter sort of,
you know, well,
health
one thing that sells quite a bit and that we talk about, you know, in the store that we've seen stimulates those androgen receptors actually in the brain and has a history of increasing testosterone levels is tribulus.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Now, with tribulus, and that can be taken both for men and women, a lot of people think that's strictly for men. But it's actually very good for women, too, tribulus. It actually helps balance the hormone levels as well, they're seeing. But you have to look for an extract. You don't want to just take the raw tribulus. You certainly don't ever want to take just the raw herb because it could make your tummy upset a little bit. And, you know, some people have, because it's very spiky, I've read in places where people have actually swallowed tribulus like that and it caused, you know, a puncture in the stomach.
Oh, the actual herb itself. No,
yeah.
No, you don't need to do that today. There are
no.
It's in capsule tablet form. So.
Right. But you want to look for a 45% concentration. So that's what you want to look for, that 45% saponins, I think is what it's called. So make sure you look for that because that's what's going to make the tribulus effective.
Right.
So you want at least that strength.
Not just how much is there, but the percent, the potency of it as well.
Right, the potency of the active constituent within
right.
it.
Because I've seen a few that say proprietary blend, and you see the word tribulus, but you don't see how much is in it. So
right.
that gets a little
now,
tricky.
And,
you know?
Yeah, if it's just tribulus by itself, you want to do the extract and the concentration and look for at least 45%. Now, if it's added as in a formula, then it can work synergistically, and it doesn't
correct.
Necessarily have to be at that extract strength. It could be in a little bit lower strength if it's working synergistically with other herbs. So, and you'll see
that's
in formulas.
True. Correct.
But it does have a long history behind it. I mean, it's been used for years and years and years. And
I
know
there have been
studies
on it, mm-hmm. so it's really great.
And there's been some conflicting information, but like I said, you've got to get the extract. You've got to get that 45%, and I think that's where some people may be missing out on. Is that they're not doing that.
Well, Brenda B., coming up, what do we have?
We have more things we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about some other natural remedies for libido, like horny goatweed, maca, yohimbe, and some formulas, some great formulas out there. So
right.
a lot more to come.
And if you'd like to swing by Gulf Coast Nutrition, we are located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor in the Publix Plaza. You can also check us out at gulfcoastnutrition.com. And if you'd like to give us a call, our phone number 727-754-2900, 727-754-2900. Give us a call. You can ask us some questions or swing on by to do that. And also the Fit Life foods that we have available because it is lunchtime and we do love those Fit Life foods. They are so great, as well as the lab testing for the testosterone. And in just a minute, we'll be coming right back to cover more on libido. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition. Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. Brenda B., when last we were speaking, what were we covering?
We were covering libido.
And we had mentioned
how to increase your libido.
Of course, that's the
naturally.
Main, yes, the main reason. And we did discuss tribulus, which is a great herb for doing that.
Yes,
and
we
you
did.
You can pick that up at our store, Gulf Coast Nutrition, located at Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in the Publix Shopping Plaza in Palm Harbor.
Yes, and the next one I wanted to cover was horny goatweed. Now, that sounds really strange, I know.
Strange name, but a good product.
People come in, and they're like, do you have that horny goatweed? It's like, yes. It's like, horny goatweed right here.
No, you don't do that.
No, of course not. But actually, I know it's a strange name, but very good for actually kind of what it sounds like. You know, it helps increase the sexual desire, and because of the phytoestrogens actually within this herb, that it actually inhibits excessive estrogen. Don't get me wrong, this is not going to give you bad estrogens, but it actually inhibits excessive estrogens that could be a problem while at the same time increasing testosterone levels. So it's got that natural estrogen inhibitor in it.
And
we've
balancing.
Got other products yeah. in the store that are that estrogen inhibitor. So, and that just naturally helps the testosterone raise.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of the gentlemen and women, too, who are in bodybuilding competitions.
Mm-hmm.
Right before they go on, they want to take things that are natural. They don't want to shoot up with artificial stuff. So they want to take things that are natural to help increase their testosterone, lower their estrogen levels, look more fit, get rid of a lot of the belly fat, those sort of things. These are the kind of products that they do push.
Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And they
These
work
can
well.
Help for that as well as libido.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, horny goat weed is actually used for so many different purposes, like physical fatigue, memory loss. It actually helps stabilize the hormones, including the estrogens, like I mentioned. It increases blood flow. Now, that's a big one, no pun intended, especially for ED. Okay. And they are finding that it is just as effective, and it competes with the medicines that people are given for ED, which, of course, we're talking about is erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
So they're showing that horny goat weed is just as effective as the meds.
And a lot of these different type of testosterone and libido boosters that we're speaking of, you don't have to buy individually now. There are some companies that have them in
right.
formulas.
Yes.
So they come all together in a formula that you can pick up that really do
right.
are very helpful.
Like the Gaia male libido formula mm-hmm. has a lot of great herbs in there. It has the tribulus, it has the horny goat weed, and it has a few others that we're going to go over, like the ohimbe and the maca. Now,
right, so no need to buy separately. You
right.
can buy together.
You can buy the yeah. formula together, exactly. And that's what I mean. Those will work synergistically together. So the Gaia actually has a female libido formula as well.
Yes, yeah, similar,
again,
but a few variations.
Yeah, yeah, again, a few variations, but it still has the horny right. goat weed, the tribulus, the maca in there.
And I like the fact that when they're in a formula together, you don't have to think about how much of this one should I take compared to how much of that one.
Right.
Because separately, they're not designed to work synergistically when the numbers are off like that. But when you put them in a formula all together, they've already pre-balanced everything for you.
Yeah.
Works really well.
Now, maca, speaking of maca, is a wonderful, it's actually a root. I didn't want to call it an herb, but it's actually a root grown
maca
in Peru.
Root. Yeah,
yeah, maca root.
Peru,
and
yeah.
it's just very, it's got a very, very high nutritional content. It increases energy, and it's great for chronic fatigue. But it has a very noted effect on libido and sexual energy in men. But listen up, women, especially in women. Okay, so noted to also increase actually semen production in men. So if you're struggling with infertility,
maca is a good idea.
Maca is a great idea to start taking. But yeah, mostly, you know, in as far as the libido, they're seeing that when men and women take maca, women get a higher increase in libido than men taking the maca. But it still affects men. It's still very good for men. And yohimbe, that's one that's been around for a long time, isn't it? Yohimbe.
Yes, yes.
And that also will enhance the performance, if I say it that way.
Yes.
So enhance your libido and your sexual desire and performance.
But again, what companies, again, do you say have those formulas?
Well, Gaia has wonderful libido formulas that they put together, again, with the maca, with the tribulus, with the yohimbe, with the horny goat weed. And then there's a new brand out there called Dream Brands that we carry, one specifically called M-Drive. And this actually has a little bit of a different formula. It has the fenugreek in it. Now, fenugreek is really unique because it has what's called diazogenes, which is the compound that other hormones are made of, especially testosterone. So it kind of has that precursor in there. And this is what they use, that diazogenin is what they use in the laboratory to make hormones out of.
Well, there you go.
So, and they're showing that studies show that an increase in libido energy, and actually women, if it's used for a long time, it's been shown to increase breast size.
Well, what's wrong with
that? I was waiting for you to say.
I just stopped writing and looked up at that
now
very
he,
moment.
He perked up there. He's listening.
Now I'm listening. Go ahead.
So yeah, they actually have products out there just with fenugreek that was specifically for women to help them increase their breast size. But you do have to take it for a longer period of time for that to happen. but it does happen. But so this Dream Brands, this M-Drive has that in there. It also has cordyceps in there, which cordyceps is one of those mushrooms that I absolutely love. And it's so great for energy, but it also influences the release of testosterone. So helps that free testosterone that you want in your body. Excuse me. So those are some of the more noted combination formulas that you can come in and we can certainly show you, you know, in the store. I wanted to talk, you had mentioned about people calling and asking us questions. One thing I wanted to mention that we didn't talk about was the free tune-up. So we also have what's called a free tune-up where you just schedule an appointment, usually with myself, and I would want you to bring in all the supplements that you're currently taking.
So this is a free supplement tune-up.
Right, a free supplement tune-up. So bring in all the supplements that you're taking. We'll set a time to do that with you. And we'll look at everything and see what ingredients you're taking, for what purpose, if it's the best quality that you can take, if there's something you're absolutely missing out on, if you're spending way too much money, if you're doubling up on ingredients unnecessarily, which has happened. I've had people come in and they're taking three of these and then three of these a day, and it's got, you know, almost the identical
formula
in there. You know, and you're spending way too much money. So we're there to help you just get that in line. And that's something you should do at least once a year, is a supplement tune-up. See what you're taking. Do you still need this? Do I need something else? Is there something new out there that's showing better results? That type of thing. So, right. And that's a free service. So yeah. If you're interested in that, please give us a call at 727-754. What is our number? 2900.
See, that's my job to give out the number.
Wow. Did I forget that?
That's my job.
2900. Yes, see, I usually say 2900.
There you go. So again, it's a free supplement tune-up. We will not diagnose you, but we will take a look at what supplements you're taking and tell you a little bit about those. Give us a call at the store, 727-754-2900.
2900.
727-754-2900. Give us a call to schedule your free supplement tune-up with Brenda B.
Now, you mentioned it's still lunchtime.
That's
you can
right.
still come by and get those Fit Life foods. A lot of great, delicious foods that we're carrying now, all prepared.
And prepackaged, yes.
Prepackaged. And they are just freshly made several times a
week.
Not
frozen.
Not frozen. So freshly made several times a week. You can get meat, vegetables, all kinds of wonderful, wonderful snacks.
Yeah, and if you want to grab it to go, we can throw it in the microwave for you on the way out there. A minute and a half in the microwave, and it's ready to go.
And don't forget about our specials.
Tell us about those,
Brenda B. For this October, our hauntingly specials.
Oh, boy.
Okay, and that is the King Bio for 25% off, all of theirs. The Nature's Way Immune Formula, Sambucus and Umka, 25% off. Sovereign Silver, 20% off. Your Silver Bullets for October.
Oh.
Your Garden of Life Kind Vitamins, 30% off, and all of Renew Life Probiotics, 30% off.
Wow, you can't beat that. And again, that's better than the specials they have at that other place that doesn't sell partial foods. So until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.